Please be seated. So often what happens now is I do something that we call morsels and stories, which is either a little bit of teaching or a story, but I'm going to push that off. It's just sort of intermingled with the baptism so we all know what we're doing there, which might be fun, especially for the younger people with us. And I want to tell you about some of the readings we heard just now. The church confirmation is often referred to as the sacrament seeking of theology, which means that we know something happens there, but we're not quite sure what. Which is only important because it often means we sort of experiment with how we do confirmation. And when I was getting confirmed, my church tried, it was a mentoring program, so they paired us up with an adult, and we spent a year working with that adult out of a workbook. It was really great. The adult I worked with, Sharon, was fabulous, and we had some really great conversations. But I always think of her when we read this part of Corinthians, because one of them was to do an art project. The one we picked was a banner, and it was drawn from some of these verses where they talk about a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. So we made, and this was not like a small banner, this was like a wall-sized banner. It was huge. She was very patient with me in the midst of this. And the text I chose was, but the same Spirit, because we couldn't fit all of it on there, and we had a huge dove. I really liked it, and it hung on my walls for a long time, which I'm sure my parents put up with through sort of sufferance, because the gift I was given was not like design and color choice. I wanted this to be bright and joyful, so it was yellow with sort of a light teal blue wording and dove. So garish might be the other word that could be used to describe it. But I still think of it fondly. Today we're doing a big thing, and it's a part of that same journey I was on when I made this huge banner. We're remembering our baptism as we include Nicholas into the life of the church. We do it with water and fire and prayers and oil, and we'll talk about all of that a little bit more in a second. And we make all of these promises, and we think we know what we're doing. And I'm going to tell you that I have a theology degree, and I worked really hard for it, and I got pretty decent grades, and we don't. We know some of what we're doing. We know that this is the entering into a covenant between people and God. And what we lose track of in thinking we understand what's going on is that we're invoking this Holy Spirit, the Spirit who gave so many gifts that even in Paul's day, the Apostle Paul started getting tired writing them all down. If you notice, he starts out and it's this gift by the same Spirit and this gift by the same Spirit, and then he just starts listing gifts. Now, Paul could go on for hours, so that's saying something. And the secret we sort of hide a lot, or we don't talk about enough, is Paul's list is not exhaustive. There are gifts the Spirit gives that don't appear in the letters to the Corinthians. I'm going to be so bold as to say there are gifts the Spirit gives that we don't know about yet. And this is what we're doing to Nicholas in just a few minutes. We're making promises and we're connecting his life to God's in a deeper way and saying, the Holy Spirit is going to do something with you, which is big enough. But part of what's about to happen is when we look at Nicholas and everyone around and we say, the promise the church makes is to support you on this journey. And it's a pretty open-ended promise. So whatever Nicholas someday comes back to the church and says, this is what I'm supposed to do, our job will be to say, how can we help you? Just like it's our job today when one of us comes back and says, I really care about this thing, to say, tell us how to help. This Holy Spirit thing usually gets us into more trouble than it gets us out of, because the Spirit tends to lead us to places that aren't necessarily safe, that aren't necessarily known, but that are really exciting and full of God's love. They might look a little strange. They might not fit with the decor we've picked out for our lives. It might seem sort of like that banner I made a long time ago, like it doesn't fit. But sort of like that banner, this is what it's all about. The same Spirit that's sent to us to unite us, to remind us of God's love, and to drive us out into places that most need God's love. Amen.